Erev Tov Rabotai. So to start off our halacha series is for Wintersman. I wanted to start with, you know, we just finished Parashat Bereshit, and Shabbat is a major theme of Maaseh Bereshit and a major theme of our lives as Jews. So a very interesting sugya in Hilchot Shabbat is that of Kiddush. There's a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. This is where it really starts. Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph. We know that mina Torah, there's a mitzvah lekadesh ta Shabbat. Zechor et yom Shabbat lekadesho. Okay. Now mina Torah, person would be able to be yotze the mitzvah of kiddush just bidvarim, a verbal sanctification of Shabbat. Now, this mitzvah is really broken up into two parts. The poskim say, first of all, there's a mitzvah to mekadesh Shabbat on Shabbat, and there's a mitzvah lekadesh the Shabbat or lizkor it. Listen, two different things. There's a mitzvah to be mekadesh the Shabbat, and there's a mitzvah to be zocher et Shabbat. The mitzvah lizkor et Shabbat is a mitzvah every day of the week. It manifests itself in the Shir Shel Yom, where we say Hayom Yom Ploni b'Shabbat, Shabbat Kodesh, to remember Shabbat. But the mitzvah lekadesh ta Shabbat is davka b'yom Shabbat ve'al yedei dibur. However, the Chachamim took this mitzvah to a different dimension. They said it's not enough just to do it b'dvarim, you have to do it al kos yayin. Tanur Rabbanan, zachor et yom Shabbat lekadesho, zuchreu al yayin. You have to remember it on wine. This is how the Chachamim extrapolated. En li ela b'yom, b'layla minayin, zet zachor et yom Shabbat. How do I know that it applies balayla as well? Tanur Omar, zachor et yom Shabbat lekadesho. Balayla. Lekadesho is balayla. Says the Gemara, minayin? Adraba. Ikar kidusha balayla. Yisehu kadish. Tachi kadish tchilat yomah bay lekadushe. Betu balayla minayin? Tanur Omar, zachor et yom. We learn out that the ikar kidush is davka balayla. That's why the elongated version of the kidush is at night. And by Yom, we also make, what's the Kiddush that we make by day? It's Birkat Borei Pri HaGefen. The Psukim are not Me'akev. So how is Birkat Borei Pri HaGefen any semblance of Kiddush? You ever think about that? How is Birkat Borei Pri HaGefen a Kiddush? But what's the Heker that it's Shabbat? Because throughout the week, if you want to drink wine during a Seudah, when you're doing it, you're doing it after Birkat HaMotzi. The fact that you're making Birkat Borei Pri HaGefen before Amotzi, oh, now it's Nikar that you're doing it Lichvot Shabbat. That's number.
Do that?
Huh?
That's why also on Friday night, that's the start of what we make.
Yeah, because over there on Lin Shabbat, the Hekir is that you are, that you want to do it then. You're doing it right before so that you understand, hey, something's different. I'm doing this Lichvot Shabbat. Lo stam shotei yayin betoch ha-seuda. Shoteyan b'toch ha-seuda, you make a motzi first and you make a gefen during the meal. Not stam drinking wine b'toch ha-seuda, I'm drinking this wine l'kadesh to Shabbat. And therefore over there it takes precedence, it comes before the seuda, comes before the bread. That's why we cover the bread, because technically birkat ha-pat takes precedence over birkat ha-yayin. But over here, because you're doing it l'chvot kedushat ha-shabbat, therefore you do it before. Okay. Now, like we said, this is all midrabbanan. Chachamim were masmich oto lepasuk, but really it's kras machtam be'alma, it's really din derabbanan, mide oraita, person would be yotze kiddush bidvarim. Now, if that's the case, there are, if you're, poskim already discussed this, the Maran Zichron Lecha discussed it in Chazon Avadia, as well as in other places, Rav Kiveger discusses it. Most women don't pray tefillat arvit, shelin Shabbat. Most men do. Which means by the time that men are coming home, the Kaddish, Al Kosiyain, they will have already prayed Tfilat Arvit. Tfilat Arvit has Kiddush Dvarim. So it would seem that Midoraita, they are already Yotze their Kiddush. Which means by the time they come home, they only have a Chiyuv Midrabbanan LeKaddish Alayayin. Whereas women haven't prayed yet, most of them, and therefore, the geder of their mitzvat kiddush, we know, by the way, that women are just as equal in mitzvat kiddush as men are. How do we learn that? Shamor v'zachor, Yeah, we learn whoever is Yishno B'Shamor is also B'Mitzvat Zachor. The Gemara says in Masechet Shavuot Daf Kaf. So if that's the case, if women are just as obligated, now their Chiyuv Kiddush is on the Doraita level, and the man, where the man wants to make Kiddush, his Kiddush is on the Rabbanan level, can a person who's only Mechuyav Mi Rabbanan be Motzi somebody who's Mechuyav on the Doraita level?
No.
So how does that work? What's if she didn't?
Which family does
Ravis?
Huh? But Arevut, but that's only if the woman is not Bikia. If the woman is Bikia, she should be making her own Kiddush. Because, right, by the way, Maran holds, this is a separate halacha. Maran says in Furash that in terms of being Motzi somebody else in Kiddush, it's Machloket Maran and the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down many other poskim that disagree with Maran. But according to Maran, if I've already made Kiddush, let's say, and I want to make Kiddush to be Motzi somebody else, even though Kiddush is Birkata Mitzvot, V'afal Pishi Yatza Motzi, since this Bracha has no Asiyah, this Bracha is only a Bracha, without any Asiyah, you're not making Asiyah to Mitzvah, you're only saying, you're only reciting. Maran says, you, after being Yotze, you can only be Motzi somebody else with Kiddush, you can only be Motzi et She'eno Baki, which means somebody else who doesn't know how to read. You know that? If the person knows how to read, they're on their own. Not Maran. So if that's the case, if our chiyuvim are different, or on different levels, the man's chiyuv by the time he comes home from shul is kiddush only on the Rabbanan level, versus the woman, or the other children, whatever, children are chayav, but the women in the family whose chova at that point is still on the Doraita level, how can it be motzi l'da'at Maran? A few answers Maran Zichron Bracha gives. Number one, in order to be yotze mitzvat kiddush, a person has to have kavana l'tzeti d'chova. Most people, when they pray arvit, shelin shabbat, they're not being mechaven l'tzet yedei mitzvat kiddush. They're being mechaven l'itpalel. Then they're not having kavana l'tzet yedei chova mitzvat kiddush, because they know that when they get home, they're making kiddush alayon. That's number one. Huh?
Should it be mitkaven?
No, afuch.
Do you think we should in general?
Some poskim actually say in order to avoid this, you should have davka kavana shelo latzet yedei mitzvat kiddush. I have it once. That's number one. But even meikar adin, you know, since mitzvot tzrichot kavana la'alacha, even without negative kavana, even with neutral kavana, but you didn't have kavana to be yotze, you still wouldn't be yotze mitzvat kiddush. It's a machloket shonim, but he's choshesh for those. So now, here's the issue. That's number one. Answer number two, other poskim say this answer as well, is that there's a very big difference between the text of Kiddush that we say in Tefillah, well, not a very big difference, but a three-word difference between the text of Kiddush in Tefillah versus the text of Kiddush by Kiddush. What's that? In Tefillah, we say, Zechen ma'ase bereshit. In the Kiddush, we say something else. We say Zechel Masev Rashid and Zechel Yitziat Mitzrayim. Many poskim say that without, Rabbi Kveger says this in the Tshuva, without mentioning Zechel Masev Rashid in Kiddush, you wouldn't be Yotze, just like by any of the other Mo'adot. So if that's the case, Tefillah does not incorporate Zechel Yitziat Mitzrayim. And therefore you'd only be Yotze, according to that opinion, in the Kiddush Al HaKos, as opposed to in the Tefillah. Zechel Yitziat Mitzrayim you would need. In the Tefillah, there's only Zechel Ma'aseh Bereshit. Now, therefore, Maran Zichron Bracha actually brings down B'Shem Kama Poskim Acharonim. Let's say a person is poor. Or in a place where there's no Kiddush Alayayim, zero. Can't make it himself, can't hear from anybody, stuck somewhere. But Tefillah, what do you say? He would say Zechel Ma'aseh Bereshit ve Zechel Yitziat Mitzrayim. He would stick it into the Tefillah to be Yotzeh Aliba de Kule Alma by mentioning Zechel Yitziat Mitzrayim in the Tefillah as well, and have Kavanah to be Yotzeh Mitzvah Takidush. But that's why this is the Yishuv that the Poskim bring down, why men, even after they have prayed Arvit Shelin Shabbat, are able to be Motzi Tabanot ידי חובתם מצוות עשה מן התורה, מן התורה אב קידוש בליל שבת. כן, the point of it was not in order to be yotzei mitzvat kiddush. The point of incorporating tefillah was me'en ha-me'orah. You have to say something about Shabbat. Every tefillah that you make, if it's on a me'orah, Shabbatot, Rosh Chodeshim, Yamim Tovim, you have to mention that me'orah. So when they mentioned Vayechulu Hashamayim Ve'aretz in tefillah, that's because we're speaking about Shabbat. Not because of the mitzvah lekadesh the Shabbat necessarily, but because of the me'en ha-me'orah shebo, because now we're talking about Shabbat. Two different things.
Where do we mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim?
We don't.
If we want to be a close
say. תקדש לכם משבין את התחל מהצבא. תקדש לכם משבין, נשמח התחדים מעשה שמה עצמא, לתום הכל מקדש את עצמא, חדים לתום כך. ויכולו השמה ועצמא צבא, ישמחו במלכותר שמה שבת וקורנה עונג, עם הקדש השביעי, כולם ישמחו בתן נגום דובך, והשביעי רצית בה וקדשתו, חמדת ימים אותו קראת זכר למעשה בראשית, וזכר ליציאת מצרים. We don't usually do that because we have kiddush לפנינו. We're going to be making kiddush, אז הכל בסדר. But if you were in such a situation, that's what you should do. Now, interestingly, the Kiddush of Lel Shabbat, based on the Gemara, is the Ikara Kiddush. How do we know it's the Ikara Kiddush? It's the longer version. It's the Kiddush that has Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbat. Right? It has a longer Bracha. Whereas the Kiddush of Yom Shabbat doesn't have a Mekadesh HaShabbat to it. All it has is Borei Pri HaGefen. That's why, by the way, there's a very, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, in Siman, Resh Ayin Bit. The halacha is, what happens if a person doesn't have yain, the Kaddish? Okay? You don't have yain. And there's no yain in the entire city. The halacha is, Mekadshim alapat. You can be Mekadish on bread. How would that look, by the way, to be Mekadish on bread? You do netilat yadayim. Then come and say Kiddush. You say, Vayechulu Hashamayim Ve'aretz. ברוך אתה השם המוציא לכם מן הארץ, ברוך אתה השם מקדמך העולם, אשר קידושנו בצבא ובצבא ובשבת קודשו, ברוך אתה השם מקדש השבת, and eat. By the way, that's how it looks when a person is מקדש על הפת. Okay? Even when you're not being מקדש על הפת, the Rama says that the minhag in Ashkenaz, which is still the minhag of Yekis until today, is that they make נטילת ידיים before קידוש. They still make קידוש על היין. But before they make kiddush, as opposed to us, make kiddush al hayayin, netila, hamotzi. They don't. The Rama brings down minhag Ashkenaz was netila, kiddush al hayayin, sit right down and make hamotzi.
They don't have sex.
Huh?
They bring all their sauces, whatever they bring it before.
What sauces?
Hummus, dips. They bring all the dips before.
I don't know what they do. They bring it before or after, whatever. But they go straight. They make netila, kiddush, hamotzi. I, if sick. Answer. It's not hefsek, it's Tzorech HaSeuda. It's all part of the Seuda. It's not hefsek. Just like certain people, you know, after they make Netilat Yadayim before Motzi, some people say Mizmor David, Hashem Elohim Hasar, all sorts of Mizmorim, Potech Et Yadecho, Mizmor, hefsek or
no
hefsek? Why? Because it's Tzorech HaSeuda. It's all Me'in. You're sitting down to the Seuda. That's not an issue. That's a different story. But even according to the Shitot that you're supposed to be Machmir, then that's that. Now, when you're Mekadesh al Hapat, that's only on Friday night. Now, what happens on Shabbat morning? Shabbat day, you don't have yayin. Can you be Mekadesh al Hapat or no? Maran quotes from the Rosh. He says, no, Kiddush al Hapat only works Bilen Shabbat. Why? Because even though you're eating bread, which is a normal weekday thing, there's a hekir that it's being done Lichvot Shabbat because you're saying the longer version of Kiddush on the bread. Whereas Biyom Shabbat, if I just start and I say, Savri Maranan, Baruch Atah Hashem Kamecha Olam, Amotzei Lecha Min Haaretz, how is that Nikar that it's Lichot Shabbat? You would start any weekday Seuda the same way, also by making Amotzei. The only way that you make it Nikar that it's being done Lichot Shabbat on Shabbat day is how? By making Borei Pri HaGefen before Amotzei. So what do I do Be'emet Im Enyayin?
I'll see.
Can't use bread, and there's no wine. Matase, Hamar Medina. At that point, now there's a machloket between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, who brings other poskim. when can you rely on Chamar Medina? The Mishnah Berurah, and this is the Minhag of Ashkenaz, Mishnah Berurah holds, even if you don't have wine, or if you like Chamar Medina better, you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Other alcoholic beverages, beer, schnapps, you know, whiskey, tequila, whatever. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Dat Maran Lochin, Maran doesn't hold to that. Dat Maran Shulchan Aruch, is that you can only make Kiddush on Shabbat morning, on Chamar Medina, other alcoholic beverages, im en yain matsui bechol ha'ir. Huh? Ir. Start knocking on doors. Go borrow. Only then can you, which is almost, unless you're like stranded somewhere or whatever it is, then it becomes a thing. But otherwise, lidat maran, you cannot make, I see this all the time in Kiddushim by Ashkenazim, ve'arbe anashim osim ta'uyot. Let me explain. According to Maran, even if you don't have wine, if there's yain matzui ba'ir, you cannot make on Chamar Medina. You're still mechuyav to track down yain or mitzvah navi.
They can't do it on whiskey, it's a sweet.
Correct. No. Maran. Mishnah Berurah, the Poskei Ashkenaz who say that even if you like it better, or that you don't have wine, or whatever it is, you can make it on whiskey. But even then, sometimes, many times I've been to Ashkenazi Kiddushim, and how does it look? I'm sure you've seen this too. They take a 1 ounce shot glass, they fill it up. Right, and they drink. Zeta'ut. The Mishnah Berurah says meforash. That in Siman Rishayin Gima. Even when you are making Kiddush on Chamar Medina, even according to those poskim or mekel, you have to drink a revi'it or rov revi'it, the same shi'ur that you would drink of wine. How much a revi'it, how much, or the kos at least has to hold a revi'it. Revi'it is approximately 3 ounces. Rov revi'it is a little bit more than an ounce and a half, which means the glass has to be holding at least 3 ounces of Chamar Medina. That's why beer is a good option. Beer is something that you can chug. But other things, other mashka'ot, if you're going to drink in one shot, you know, in one gulp, you know, rov revi'it of the other, you know, it's heavy. And what about those 1 ounce shot glasses? 1 ounce shot glasses, that's less than a revi'it, doesn't even hold a revi'it. Not only are you not drinking, but it's not even holding a revi'it. I spoke to the Rishiv about it, and he says, you're absolutely right. A lot of people make a mistake on this. They misunderstand the Mishnah Berurah. Even when Ashkenazim are making Kiddush and Schnapps, they have to make it al kosa machzik revi'it, and to drink lecha techila revi'it ubdi avad rov revi'it. If they're drinking the shiur, yes, you can be yotzei with them. Yeah, because ledaato leshitato is I've done that before. Yeah, nachon. So that is appropriate. But according to Maran, like we said, you can only make kiddush on Chamar Medina when there's no yain matzui bechol ha'ir. And then how would the kiddush look on Shabbat morning? And you drink that mashke. Where's the Kvot Shabbat? Once again, the Kvot Shabbat is the fact that you're making a Shehakol before the Seuda. Yes? Now, we don't have a lot of time left. I wanted to get into, we'll speak about this tomorrow. Whew. In terms of eating or drinking before Kiddush, very, very important halachot. Ben b'Shabbat b'Laila, ben b'Yom Shabbat. There's two Kiddushim. The Rambam requires a third Kiddush also. You know that. By Seuda Shlishit. It says to make Kiddush al kos yain b'Seuda Shlishit. The Rosh, cholek alav. Da'at Maran is keda'at Rosh. It was posek neged the Rambam. Nevertheless, Maran says it's mitzvah minu mufchar to drink a kos yain by Seuda Shlishit, but it's not a chovat to make Kiddush.
So even though it's going to be
he says, don't do that. Maran says to drink a kos yain during Seuda Shlishit, but don't make a gefen before. We do not hold like the Rambam on this matter. In terms of eating or drinking before Kiddush, are there different halachot on Lil Shabbat versus Yom Shabbat? Why does it change, if at all? And at what point does it change? Bezat Hashem, that we'll speak about tomorrow. Laila Tov.